So the chiyuvese doesn't apply of kodesh yeh gadol peras areishe. Gadol peras areishe. So in other words, so Reb Chaim's yisod is that by nozir there are two. First of all, there is an isarese, and then there is also an isarese. Now, so my father applied this svara of Reb Chaim to this Rambam. When the Rambam says, now you see that I'm disturbed when somebody talks. I become completely confused. So do I have to tell everybody 1,000 times that I'm disturbed? Because when you start talking, when anyone starts talking, so then I lose the continuity of my thoughts and I become confused. Now the Rambam. Avol Yisrael b'masrek v'lo yochiv ba'adomo mipnei shemaseres es asar vaday v'imoso keinein leiki. V'imoso keinein leiki. So the kasha by the chinuch is, why is it in a lake? So my father said as follows, and that's a very important yisod, and that is in a geyal aloha lemaisi. Now, seirik is a psikreish. Is that the mitzies? That seirik is a psikreish. Well, he can perform an experiment, so he can see that if you will comb your hair, if you comb your hair the way a person combs the hair, so in other words, it's not done in one single act, it's done in a series of acts. How does one comb his hair? Just one act? He combs, it all depends how particular he is about the appearance of the hair. But everyone who combs his hair, so combs it many times, it's done in a series of acts. So actually it involves a series of srikas. Now suppose if you will comb your hair many times, I mean in a series, let's say 10 times, and then you look at the comb, you'll find a few hair. But if you examine the comb after every single act in the series, you will not find all the time any hair plucked out. So in other words, if you comb the hair the way a person combs the hair, so then, let's say 10 in a series of acts, so then you are bound to tear out hair. But if you'll just make one single act of srike, so you don't have to tear out hair. Now, so, but let's say if you comb it, let's say in a series, 10 times, so then, and after you did it 10 times, you'll inspect the comb, you'll find a few hair, 1, 2, 3. But that could have taken place right after the first act. It could have taken place right after the second act. It could have taken place right after the third act. And it could have taken place with the 10th act in the series. Now, so that's Seirik. Now the question is, as far as the love of Tal or Yaver al Reishe is concerned, and it's, even though the Torah employs the term Tar, but the Gemara in Nozir is Marbe l'Rabbis Kol HaMisirim, so it doesn't make any difference whether you use a tar or you use a clipper or you use an electric shaver, anything. So it's not dafke tar, but the isa consists in the maisegeluach. Now, so it doesn't make any difference what instrument you use. So if you make the maisegeluach with the comb, so it also involves the isa of tar liavareshe, because it's also a maisia. It's an instrument. The comb is also an instrument. But the Yisr consists in the Maisigluach. Now, when, let's say, you comb, let's say I comb my hair with a comb once, second time, third time, fourth time, fifth time, sixth time. Then, after I did it six times, I tore out the hair. I plucked out the hair. So, let's forget Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda who says, Dovo Shein Mishravein is Oser and Chayim. So according to Reb Yehuda, when did he do the Maisa Avere? In the course of all the acts that took place in the series, or in the course of that specific act in the series that tore it out? So if Klapishmai is Galye, that it was torn out with the fifth act of combing in the series, so then the Maisa Avere was done with the fifth act of combing in the series. It was not done with the first and the second. What did he do with the first? He didn't tear out any hair when he did this for the first time. He didn't tear out any hair when he did this for the second time. He didn't tear out any hair when he did it for the third time, only when he did it for the fifth time. So the Maisa Geluach took place in the fifth act in the series, not with the first and the fourth and the second and the third and the fourth. So Mimele, according to Reb Shimon, the Dovashin Mischavin is Muta. But if it's a Psikreishe, so then it's considered Mischavin. So if the Mitzias had been that every single act of combing involves a Psikreishe, then we could understand. So you cannot comb. You cannot comb the first time, you cannot make the first Srike. In the series, you cannot make the second, because every single act of Srike in the series of Srikes, so involved the Psikreishe. But every single act by itself in the series of Srikes does not involve the Psikreishe of Klishasa. But the tziruf of all, let's say, the 10 acts or the 6 acts of Srikes together involve the Psikreishe. So Mimele, but suppose later on it turns out that he tore out the hair with the fifth Srikect. So can you say that the fifth Srikect, which was an act by itself, it was not part and parcel of the other acts? Because there was a pause between one act of Srike and the other act of Srike. There is a pause. So you couldn't say that if Klapishmaye, if it turns out that ultimately the hair was plucked out with the fifth act of Srike in the series, that he was a mischavin with this act, and the Maisavera was done with the fifth act, and the fifth act itself does not involve a psikreishe. So why should it be a psikreishe? So in Achname, there is no psikreishe. There is no psikreishe. So the love of Tal Yaver al Reishe is not Eiver. Malkes is only Chayev that for the violation of the love of Tal Yaver al Reishe, he is Chayev. And in this case, he cannot be Chayev Malkes because if Klapishmai is Galye, the Tlishesar was done with the fifth act in the series. So the Maisavere was consisted of the fifth Srik act. And the fifth Srik act in itself does not involve a Psikreishe. So how can it be considered a Mischave? But there is also an Iser Ese, as Reb Chaim says, besides the Chiyuv Ese, there is also an Iser Ese of Nozir Yie Gadol Peres HaReishe. In other words, the Iser Ese does not imply an Iser of Maisa Geluach as far as the love is concerned. So the love forbids Maisa Geluach. The Ese doesn't forbid Maisa Geluach. Kodesh Yie Gadol Peres HaReishe. In other words, he should not do anything whereby he will not be Gadol Peres. So there is another Rambam. The Rambam says, in this Rambam about Srikasa, so he's in Perikei, Milches Nizires, Haloche Yudalit. But in Perikei, Milches Nizires, Haloche Yudveis, Hevir al Reishisam, Shemesir Esasar, Veheisir Esasar, אין לי כי אלו ביטל מתבססת שנאמר גדול פרע שרי שי שרי שי. So he says when one uses a powder, so he's not chayiv malchus, but it's a nisad raise. Elo bitel mitzvasese shenema gadol perasareishi. Why? So my father explains that. So the chinuch has the kashi against this too. Why isn't there malchus? So my father gives the same teretz, because when you use a powder on your hair, so the mitzias is that you don't remove the hair the moment you apply the powder on the hair. You have to leave the powder on the hair, let's say, for 15 minutes, 20 minutes. It all depends how strong it is. In New York, so they sell, you know, shaving powder. So they have strong, medium, weak, but even the strongest powder. So you have to keep it on the hair for about 20 minutes. Otherwise, it will not remove the hair. So in other words, so there is no maise giluach biyodayim, because when does he do the maise? When he applies the powder on the hair, let's say at 10 o'clock in the morning he applies it, and then it is removed at 20 after 10. So at 20 after 10 when it's removed, he doesn't do anything, he's completely passive. And when is his act, when does his act take place? At 10 o'clock sharp. At 10 o'clock sharp there is no removal of hair. One second. If there is no removal of the hair, so mimele, that means it's a grommet. So as far as the love of Maisi Geluach is concerned, grommet does not come within the love. Grommet does not come within the love. Just as Ligabim Lecha Shabbos. So the Gemara says that grommet is not osam deraise, but it's only osam derabonon, gram kibu. So here too, the Torah asks Tal Yaval Reishi Maisig Lo Abiyodaim. But Sam, there is no Maisig Lo Abiyodaim. It's Gome. But as far as the essay of Kodesh Yie Gadol Peres HaReishi is concerned, so the Yisrael does not consist in Maisig Luach in effecting a removal of the Sam. So if someone will be able to effect a removal of the Sam by taking a certain pill, so also, he'll also be a veer of the essay of Kodesh Yie Gadol Peres HaReishi. So that's the reason as to why the Rambam says in Halacha Yedveis that Hever Al Reishi Sam Shemeiser Esasar. So Yein Leiker Lebitul Mitzvah Sasei Shenema Gadol Peres HaReishi. But then, and the same thing my father says Ligabel Yisrik B'Masrik, because as far as the love is concerned, he's in a mishab, but it's a psikreishi. Had it been a psikreishi in respect to each single act in the series, so no matter with which act in the series he tears out the hair, so that act is considered mishab. That affects the maisig luach, that act. But there is no psikreishi in respect to each single act in the series, but there is a psikreishi in regard to the series in its entirety. But so it's a psikreishe that in one of the acts of srikes, in one of the 10 acts of srikes, he'll tear out. But he doesn't know whether it will be in the first act of srike, the second, the third, the fifth, the ninth, the tenth. That he doesn't know. So, and the maisavere of giluach, of the love of tal yavel reishe, will be done by the particular act of srike that will tear out. And that particular act is not it does not involve a psikreishe. But as so, maybe there is no love. But as far as the essay is concerned, so even if I'll degrome, so will affect ultimately a removal of his hair. He'll violate the essay. Let's say, suppose that he's told that if he'll overexert himself and he'll overstrain himself in doing exercise, so then the hair will become very weak and become loose, and ultimately it will come out. So he knows he will not be allowed to do it, even though the result will happen much later, because the essay does not forbid dafke maisig luach kodesh yie gadol peres hareishi. You cannot do any act, even if it's al digrome, whereby he will not be gadol peres, where his hair will be removed. So if he does it al disa, and here when he combs through a series of acts, But as a result of that whole series, he is bound. He is bound to have the hair removed. So the whole series is like considered like one long act vis-a-vis the essay. But it's not considered like one long act vis-a-vis the love. Vis-a-vis love. Anyway, so Mimele, this I heard from my father. When the Rambam says in Perush HaMishnah, So the Rambam says, he mamish expresses this lomdus. He says, when you pour wine on the Mizbeach, the way you are minasech yayin on the Mizbeach, you don't pour with one stroke all the yayin. That's not the mitzvah. So you do it in a series of acts. The way you spill, you know, with a continuous flow, but it's done over the course of a number of seconds. So it involves a series of acts. And if the mitzvah had been that every time drops something, the wine drops on the mizbeach, so it extinguishes, fine. But some of the drops do not extinguish. Some of the drops in the series will extinguish the fire. So mimele, but the avere of Loi Sirbe, so will only be done with that single act in the series that will extinguish the fire. So Mimele, that's not considered as a psikreshi. That's not considered a psikreshi. That's not considered as a psikreshi. That's not considered as a psikreshi. Alright. So that's the Shitas Rambam. Now, so Mimele, so then it should follow. It could be cool that one should be allowed to comb his hair and so by Nozir it involves any sort of anavere d'raise because of the essay of Kodesh Yigadol Peres HaReishe. But by Shabbos there is no essay. There is an essay by Shabbos, but the essay on Shabbos depends upon the Issa Meloche. So maybe it should be muta to be seirik, and it's a beferish mention shechonoch that you're not allowed to be seirik. The answer is, but mit Rabbonon Grome is also osa. So lisasekom loche asir udosa ho grome shore. The Gemara is only matir gram kibu in the case where there is a fire in the house. So because of hefset momen the chachomim are matir, but without hefset momen, so every mloche is osa al the grome mit Rabbonon. So mimele as far as the grome is concerned, so the whole series of srikes can be considered like one long act. So Melit is Osea. And in the series of Srikes, so there is a Psikreshe. So Melit is Osea. So Melit is Osea. That's why, that means that when you comb the hair, on Shabbos, you're not Chai Lechatos. It's only Nisar Rabbonon. But with Rabbonon it is Osea. With Rabbonon it is Osea. Now, it's late anyway, another few minutes. I want to finish on the Gemara. V'asheich dei, שייכת משמי חיה. רב אומר משם צוויה. וואי צוויה? So, ושמול אומר משם תלס נשום. משם צוויה אין משם תלס נשום אלוהי, אין מאף משם צוויה. So, רשי סייז משם צוויה שצוויה סבוסה של ביס השחיתה. הוא קם מפורש המים מחב ומצווה. So, the ביס השחיתה becomes מצווה. וצוויה הווה במשכן אבן לוח. שום מתלס נשום, תלס נשום הווה במשכן בין המודומים, ביטחש וחלוזים. So, אף משם צוויה. ונפקי מינה למחיו בטר. אומר רב, מילסה דאמרה, אימא בו מילסה, דלולי סדור בעשרוי ולכך עלי, צוויה במאי ניחלי. במאי ניחלי. So, ניחלי דליצת ביס השחיתה. ניחל ליצת ביס השחיתה דומה. כהיכה דלר זה אינשה, ולסה ליס בממנה. So, רשי סייר, רשי, so, רב says, that he has to make a certain comment in order that people should not laugh at him, should not ridicule him, because why is it Nichalei? He's not interested in Tzviya. So he says he is interested in Tzviya. So Lifluk, what's the pshat in the Gemara? Because Rav happens to pass like Rav Shimon that Lochash Nitzrich Ligufo is Bota. So Memele, he has to explain. How is it in Melocha Tzricha Ligufo? So he gives the Teretz. It is in Melocha Tzricha Ligufo. Why? Because he wants that there should be a sign, an indication, on the Beis Hashchite. So in order that the prospective potential customers, should know that the Shchite took place today. Otherwise, it would be in Melocha Shini Tzricha Ligufo. So why does he say, "Eime b'mil said leise dore basroy v'lichale"? Just because he paskens like Rav Shimon, but Rav Yude, there are many who agree with Rav Yude that Melocha Shini Tzricha Ligufo is chayev. So he doesn't even have to give that explanation. And if he wants to give explanation, in order it should be explained according to his own psak. Why does he say, in order that people shouldn't ridicule me? Why should they ridicule? So, the Chochma Sodom, in Nishma Sodom. So he has the Chochma Sodom, but it's in the Agoyas in the back of the Nishma Sodom, that is in the back of the Chayodom. So he has that Kashi. He has that Kashi. Why did he say, Leiche Dore Basroi Vlichale? According to Rabbi Yudeh, that Melocha Shin Tzricha Ligufo is Chayev. So even without that Tzimen, he should be Chayev, because he dies, he colors the Beis Hashchit. So the Chay Odom gives a very simple terence. He says, that even according to Rabbi Yudeh, that Melocha Shin Tzricha Ligufo is Chayev, here he couldn't be Chayev, and it should even be Muter. Because what kind of Tzviya is it? Tzviya is when, let's say, you paint a house. So it's not derech lichluch, but here is derech lichluch. He just stained it. He didn't dye it. He didn't color it. He didn't paint it. He just stained it. That's derech lichluch. Let's say if a person, let's say, has a bleeding nose, and then he'll take out his handkerchief on Shabbos and he'll blow his nose, and then he'll stain the whole handkerchief red. So that's veya. That's derech lichluch. He just stained it. When does it involve a meloche of tzviye? If it beautifies the thing, let's say you paint a house, you paint something, but when it's derech lichluch, then it's not tzviye. So this is what Rav said. This is what the Nishma Sodom says. Eime omrav milse damre in vo milse leise dore basroye vi leche khale tsvei ab mei ni khale. So it's der khlikhlukh, der khlikhlukh is not zwee, it should be mutal gamre. So he says ni khad litves be sa shrite dome ke hi khad ler ze in she vi leise lis ben nemne. So in other words, when is der khlikhlukh not zwee, if he's not interested in the khlikhlukh, when somebody blows his bleeding nose with a handkerchief, so is he interested in that lichluch of the handkerchief? He's disturbed by it. What can he do? He has to blow the nose. And he has a bleeding nose. Masha'inkein, in a case where a person is interested in the tzvi of lichluch, so then derech lichluch is also tzvi. This is how the Chayodim explains this. It's a very good pshat. Now, Milse, let's see the Rashi. Milse d'amre dvarteimo amarti lehaskir tzvi b'shchite tzorech anilema bei dvartam. So Rashi before said, "Tzvei abosav maynichalei lahay sheichet b'tzvias habosav." The Ozoruah and the Shabbos. So he says something else. B'tzvias eir habosav. So we see that there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Ozorua. Because many Rishonim mention a klal in Tzviya Bochl. In Tzviya Bochl. And that is the reason as to why you're allowed to put strawberries on a piece of bread. Because, after all, Yatzveya. But in Tzviya Bochl. So the question is, why does Rav say that on account of the fact that Nichalei, the Litzinish, the Lesbene, the Litzvah, the Sashvide Dome, Kechad Larzin, as far as the Bosor is concerned, that's a Neichel, and in Tzvi Bochlin, so it's Mashma from Rashi, that Rashi is chilek on that Chite, on that Klal of in Tzvi Bochlin. The Tochlin are not Mufke of the Isar of Tzvi. So Rashi explains it that way. So veya boso b'may nichale. The boso. The nichale is to color the boso itself. But the Zeruah agrees with the Shite that in Tzvi b'ochli. So Ochlin are Mufke of Tzvi, even with an interest. Even when he has an interest in putting a certain color on the eichel, ochlin amufke of tzvi, ochlin amufke of tzvi. So mimele he explains it. So how can Rav say that nichalei the letves b'sashrite? So he says it's not the letves, the bosor of the b'sashrite, but the eir is not an eichel. The eir is not eaten. The eir of the behemoth is not eaten. That's not an eichel. But the bosor itself, even if it would be nichalei the letves bosor, keiched larzin shevelise velizbemenei, so he wouldn't be chay. So we see that there is a machlekes. There is a machlekes between Rashi and the Ozorua as to whether yesh tzviya b'ochlin or ein tzviya b'ochlin. Now, the Mechaber in Hilchas Shabbos Simen Shin Chof says, Simen Sif Yutes and Sif Chof. Simen Shin Chof, Sif Yutes and Sif Chof. So the Mechaber says, Litein Karkein Bitafshil. So that dyes, gives a certain color to the tafshil, is muter. Vein lochesh loy mishim tzeveya. Vein tzviya b'och. Vein tzviya b'och. So that's mentioned. So it's a shibeli aleket. So the Beragila says, shibeli aleket b'shem bal yirei. Now, then, he says, "Yesh misheimer shoeichel tusim oisho peiris atzevim," and that's also mentioned by the Yireim. So, in other words, on one hand, the Yireim mentions a shite that in tzvi boch. So we see that on that point there is a machleket between Rashi and the Yazoa. But then, in the Mechaber pas, the Shchonoch paskens like the Yireim. And like the Zeruah, the Tein Tzvibach. Then in Sifor, the Mechaba says, that's mentioned by Yerei. Yesh Mishayim here, Shoeich Hultusim berries, Oisho Peris Atzevim, let's say blackberries, blueberries, Tzorich Lizoyer Shelo Yiga Biyodov Tzvuis, Bibgodov. So in other words, if he eats berries, so his hands are tzvuis. So then he shouldn't touch with his hands, with his dyed hands, he shouldn't touch his baguette. Oy bimak. Mishum tzveya. Now the question is, why? So he should not be allowed even to touch the tusim with his hands. So he'll die, he'll color his hands, that is allowed. But once his hand became stained from the color of the berries, he's not allowed to touch the tablecloth, because then he'll color the tablecloth. So he should not be allowed even to touch the berries with his hands. The answer is, oh, so the Mishneh Berurah points out. I mean, all the Nisikilim say it. The afal gavdi tzeveya pono v'yodo, and how can he eat berries? His lips become blue. The afal gavdi tzeveya pono v'yodo, lekele meichash, the in tzviya lo bidobo shedalke li tzveya. In tzviya lo bidobo shedalke li tzveya. V'lidome li simen shin gimu, v'yise shom v'yisho li taver, sra kalpanel. So she's not allowed to put, let's say, like lipstick, I mean, rouge on her face or lipstick on her lips. But the color of the berry, so even a woman is allowed to eat it, because it's not the derech of a woman to paint the lips with berries. So mele, it's not derech tzviya bikach. So mele, there is not even a nisa derabon. All right, but to touch the mapo or the pkodim is the derech to die bgodim, to die mapo. So mimele it's osa, even though it's derech lichloch. This is what the Yoreim says. Yesh mishayim yosho yichol tusim usho peres atzevin tzorech lizoya shalo yiga biyodov tzuis or bibgodov or bimapo mishim tzveya. Avol im tzveya piti bimashkeh peres leslom bo dein tzviya biyoch. Excuse me one second. Dein tzviya biyoch. So the Mechaber paskens as a general rule that ain't tzvibach, but as far as the aloche, the tzviya derech lichloch is no tzviya unless he has a definite purpose in making a tzviya derech lichloch, like the sheikh ate. So he wants to indicate to the potential customers that the shechita took place today, but if he is not interested in that kind of lichluch tzviye, so then it doesn't involve any isar of tzviye, so it's not such a dover poshut. The Chayodom says that's the pshat in the Gemara, but we see that the Mechaber doesn't say that, and the Mechaber says that you're not allowed, one who eats berries is not allowed to touch them up. He's not allowed to touch them up. So then the Mishneh Berurah, I mean the Magen Avraham, the old Nesikim point out. So he says, V'yesh makir lin b'chol zeh. There are many poskim who are chilik on the Mechaber. The Mechaber are paskins like the Yerei. So the Yerei Mshita is that there is no such aloche of ein tzviya derech lichluch, except when he's directly concerned with the lichluch, the tzviya lichluch. So who is the one who is chilek on the Mechaber? The Radvaz. But all the Nesikelim mention that shit. So in other words, it is obvious that the Radvaz explained the Gemara the way the Chochmasod, the Nishmasodam does. And that's the reason as to why the Radvaz is chilek on the Mechaber. And there are many poskim we agree with the Radvaz. V'yesh makilim b'chol ze, kivim shehu derech lichluch. And there are so many poskim who agree with the Radvaz that the Mishneh Berurah, who is not disposed to be makil, so he says, "V'yesh lismich aleihem heiched yefshalo lizoya b'zeh." Even though it's contrary to the psak of the Mechaber and the Ramo, because the Ramo is not chilek on the Mechaber, because many poskim agree with the shita of the Radvaz that in Tzvi Derech Lichluch. Now the Mechaber, so obviously the Mechaber was chilek. The Mechaber was chilek on the Radvaz. The Mechaber was chilek on the Radvaz. So he couldn't explain the Gemara. The Mechaber could not, just like the Yerim. So the Mechaber couldn't explain the Gemara. Like the Chochmas Sodom, the Nishmas Sodom. Because the Mechaber Shita is, there is no such aloche in Tzvi Derech Lichluch. So then, Tzvi can be Derech Lichluch even without the Nichalei. So why did Rav say, why? Because Rav Paskins, Melochash Nitzricha Ligufo, is Poter. Because of that, so if somebody says something that is inconsistent with his Psaak, so he has to laugh at him. But Rav Yudah says Melochash Nitzricha Ligufo is also. Is Chayim. So we can say that the Mechaber, now since the Mechaber Paskins the aloche of in Tzvi Bochli. So Memele the Mechaber Shita is on one hand that Yei Tzvi Derech Lichluch, but in Tzvi Bochli. And so we can say that the Mechaber agrees with the Pshat of Rashi, not with the Pshat of the Yozua, that the Tzvi takes place on the Eira Bosor Ashchite, but the Mechaber agrees with the Pshat of Rashi that the Tzviya takes place on the Psara Shchita itself, something that is going to be used as an Eichel. So this is the and in Tzviya Bochlin, the Mechaber says, so the Mele Rav said, Omer Rav, Milze Damre, Nubo Milze Dole, Sidore Basroye, Vilichechale, Tzviya Bimay Nichale, with what is it Nichayim? So in other words, since it's an eichel, two tzviya derech lichluch is a tzviya, but this is an eichel. In other words, like Rashi, that the tzviya takes place on the bosor itself, not on the eichel. So in tzviya beichlin, so everybody will laugh at me. So then he says, nicha de leitves beis ashchite dome, ke eichel de lech zein sheveleis selis b'nei. It's not that there is a special zersakosu for a halacha lemishen Sinai in Tzvi Beichlin. Why is in Tzvi Beichlin? True in Tzvi Beichlin. But why is in Tzvi Beichlin? Because when a person is Tzvi Eichlin, many times you are Tzvi Eichlin. So let's say, if you are Tzvi Eichlin, so let's say in this case, if he dies the Psara Shchita itself, not there. So, is it a derech to paint Eichlin? Who paints Eichlin? No one paints Eichlin. So that's why, because it's not derech tzviye. Eichlin, it's not derech tzviye bikach Eichlin. Eichlin is not an object that people paint. Walls you paint, material you paint all kinds of things, but you don't paint. You don't paint Eichlin. But if, in the particular situation, he is interested in painting an Eichel, as here, he wants to paint the Eichel, the Bosor, in order that it should be a siman to the potential customer that the Shchita is of today. So it's fresh. So then, Beichlin, there is also Tzviya. Mashein came. But he says, Litin Kar can be Tafshil. So he's interested in painting it. Einochaname, you know, the birthday cakes or the wedding cakes. So the bakers, they like to paint the cake. So they are interested in painting it. So then there will be Tzviya. But when you put Karkim in a Tafshil, you are interested. You are interested in painting it. And Tzveya Pite Bimashke, when you put strawberries on bread, on a roll, on challah, you are interested in painting the bread, the challah, you want to eat the strawberries, so the melee becomes painted. But in the case where you are interested in painting an Eichel, then there is Tzveya Beichel. Now, then there is Levi Yechon. So then, this aloche. So in other words, so that means that there is a machlekes rishonim as to whether tzvi derech lichluch is considered tzvi or not. So the radvashite is that it's not considered tzvi and it's muta lechatchile. There is not even Isra Rabbanon. And the reim shite and the mechava paschus like the reim is that there is tzvi derech lichluch. There is tzvi derech lichluch. So he says. Yesh misheimer. So because of that, he says Yesh misheimer sheichol tusim u'shapir esatzevim. Tzorich lizoyer shel yigab yod of tzuri is a god of imapo mishum tzveya. Mishum tzveya. So that's the Yireim. But the Yireim mentions this Gemara, and from the Yireim we see that the Yireim explained the Gemara differently, not like Nishmas Odom. The Nishmas Odom explained the Gemara that the reason, first of all, that the Beis Hashchite means there, so it's not Eichli. And still, Rav said, Eimur milsele se dor basroy le khale tve yem may nikhale nikhale se besach khite dome ke khum der zin shel isel is bemene. Why? Because otherwise there wouldn't be an iser of tve, because it's der khlikhlo, because it's der khlikhlo, and der khlikhlo there was no tve. But since it's nikhale the larze nikhad lat vis ashrite, so he's interested in the lichluch, so that's the kind of a painting he's interested in, a lichluch painting. So then, but where he's not interested, there is no iser, so there is not even, so it's no meloch of tzvi altira. But it appears I couldn't, there is no yireim here, but you look up in the melech shabbos, in the mitzvah of shabbos, in the meloche of Tzveya, so you'll see that the Yireim explained it differently. He says the Yireim shite is that Tzveya is even derech lichluch. But normally, when you are melachlich al di Tzveya, so you are also mikalkel. So the reason as to why you cannot be chayef chatos is because of the general principle of kolam kalkel in pturim, but not of a specific din. You see. The Radva says in Tzvi Derech Lichluch, so it's not on the basis of a general principle of Mikalkel. So Mikalkel is also in the Rabbonon L'chol HaPoches. Because why is Mikalkel not also in the Raise? Because it's not in Melechas Machsheves, but the Chachomim answered it, even though it's not in Melechas Machsheves. So it's still also in the Rabbonon. Masha'in Kein, according to the Radva's, Derech Lichluch is Mutal Chathchile. Is mutal chatchile. The Yireim shite is there is no special aloche. The tzviya derech lichluch is no tzviya. It conforms to the tzure of tzveya, even if it's derech lichluch. And if there hadn't been a general aloche of kolam kalkel in pturin, so any time a person blows his bloody nose, his bloody nose with a handkerchief, so he would be chayev echatos for being tzveya the handkerchief. According to Rain. But there is a general principle of kolam kalkel in pturim, and that is also kilkul. That's a chiddush, because the mikalkel that the Gemara mentions are all destructive acts. But here, when you stain something, you don't destroy anything. When you stain, let's say, a handkerchief, a mapo, you don't destroy anything. That comes within the concept of mikalkel. But the Reim says that even staining something, even when you don't destroy, so you it also is mikalkel. It also comes within the category of mikalkel. So mimele, if there hadn't been aloche of kolam kalkel in pturim, so then tzveya derech lichluch would be chayev v'chatos. B'chayi v'chatos, according to Mandoma, that Melocha Shin Tzichel Gufo Yischai. But Rav said, that must be the Pshat, according to Yireim. Omer Rav, milse dam reim, ibo milse leise dore basroi lechechach alei, tziveya b'may nichalei. So in other words, since it's not nichalei, and it's mikal, so it's mikal geil. So it should be potter, why is it chayi v'chatos? So the Gemara says, nicha de leitves b'is ashrite dome, kechler zin she, so memele is not a mikal geil. It's done for a purpose. So Mamela is not that lichluch is not a mikalkel because it's done for a very good purpose. But if it's not done for a very good purpose, then it wouldn't be chayv chados. But mit Rabbanon it would be osir. That's why the Mechaber paskens. Yet yesh mishayimir sheichol tusim u'shapiris that zirim shite u'shapiris atzevim tzorch lizoyer shel yiga biyod of tzuyi so b'kodu b'mapo mishum tzveya. So tzuyi it is mikalkel, but mikalkel is osir. Mikalkel is osir. Is osam the Rabbanon. Va'amilchi va'mabdei. Haine meleach v'haine me'abed. Rabbi Yechon and Rishlokish damet avaye ofik chad minaye v'ayil shirk. אומר רבי ברבונה, היימן דימולר ביסרה, חייב משמעבית. רובו אומר, אין איבוד באוכלי. אומר, so in other words, there is no מלוכת רייסר איבוד. But, מדרבונו ניצוסה. אומר רבי אשה, ואפילו רבי ברבונה לא יאמר, עוד קבוי אלי לאוך, אבל לבייסה, לא ימש ואיני שמחלי עץ. So, אם רבי ברבונה הוא במידת, it is not חייב משמעבית. But, מדרבונו ניצוסה, even if the meluach is not a meliche that boiled the ruche, so it's still also to salt meat on Shabbos. V'amachke v'amachatche. Omer avache barav chanine. I think that we discussed already. Hashov ben amudim b'Shabbos chayev mishum machik. Omer avchiye barabe gimul dvorim sochli ravashe mishmeid rabbi shir ben levi. Hamgare roshik unsoyiz b'Shabbos chayev mishum machatich. Chayev mishum machatich. Why? Because sheyir roshein shovim v'chadim. Something like that would be when you sharpen a pencil. So then you are makpit on the middle, that it would have a very thin point. So then it will involve a meloche of mechatech. So that's similar to migare roshik unusosis b'shabes. Hamimarech ritiyah b'shabes. And that is, as the Miri says, he's makpit al achlokas. Al achlokas aguf, al achlokas ashetach, shetach aguf. So memele, he's chayiv mishum machik. V'amisatis is even b'Shabbos chayiv mishum machik b'patish. Now we discussed all the shittes. We discussed it. Why don't we mention? So we discussed the teisves. Avu mishum chatech on machik lemechayiv d'mayer shekvar mirobas and sekenes el shem yapeis of ise b'shetutim v'yifukin sheise achshim satze avonim. But the Miri says something else, that even if it's not misukenes as yet, so he's still not mechayiv because he's still not mechuyiv mishum makir patish because he only does it linoi. So he has the kasha. There is this Miri says here, the Miri dafnun, where there he says that when you polish silver with gartiken, which is a certain kind of a detergent, so then you are mechuyev, because it's psikreishen, mechuyev mishum machik. So we said that the Miri shite is that when is mimachik, when is one chayev mimachik, only when is he interested in a smooth surface for a specific tashmish. So if the tashmish is beauty, so that's also a tashmish like any other. Primary motive. So in Mele, there is no chiyuv mishmaki patish. Mashenkin, when you polish silver, so the beauty, that's the tashmish. So then he's chayiv. All right. Omer Abshim and Benkisma Abshim and Lokish, Atzor Tzura Bechli of Apeya, because Chuch is chayiv mishmaki patish. Omer Abyude, Haiman Dishoki la Kupe Miglime. There are some threads that have to be removed. Yechayiv mishmaki patish. V'hanem mila dekopitalaye, so then it's considered like the finishing touch. But if he doesn't care, so mimele, he is not chayev mishum makir patish. V'akesef shtei esiyas. Tono rabo, kosaf isachas deylo v'yesh b'mkeim olichtev shtayim pota. Mochaka is deylo v'yesh b'mkeim olichtev shtayim chayev. Omer Rav Nachum v'yesi, v'zechimer b'mechikim v'kesef. So we see that there is a shiur in mechike, that yesh b'mkeim olichtev shtayim. Now the question is, what kind of shtayim? Small letters, big letters, what kind of letters? And let's say you have all kinds of letters, let's say you know, the Arabic letters are very tiny. So if Yeshbim came out to write Arabic letters, a single dot is a letter in the Arabic alphabet. So does it depend upon the smallest letters? Or it depends upon the biggest letters? What does it mean? So the Chiddush HaAran is the Kashi. And the Chiddush HaAran says that it means it has to be determined in accordance with the kind of Aseus that he was making. Let's say, if he was making a Hebrew letter or an English letter, so in the English alphabet you don't have tiny letters the way the Arabs have in Arabic. What a single dot is a letter, is an os. So mimele, but you can write it big and you can write it small. So in other words, if you are meichik, an eis gdelo, an English eis gdelo, let's say a big S, a capital S, and the Yeshbim came or lichtev two English Aseus beinim, so it's high. In other words, it has to, this is what the Chiddush HaAran says, it has to be determined in terms of the letters that you erase. But even the letters that you erased, it can be written in large, and it can be written small. So it has to be determined by Aseus beinim of that kind of us. Omer Avnachem Rav Yisi v'zachim el mechir in b'kisi. Habini v'asei samcha v'mamavir v'amakir patish. Rav v'rav zirad amut avaye kol mire dizbik v'amaloche chayi v'shmakir patish. Eilu ovu misloches, eilu afukim d'rav lezea v'mechayev al tol dem mokimav. So the Mishnah says, no, he can only be mechuyev lametes miloches. And even if he does, in addition to these oves, he'll do so many toldes of each av, he will not be mechuyev more than lametes hatoiz. Choser achas lafukim de rabiude tani rabiude meisiv es a shevet v'amdagrik. In other words, a shevet, the one who closes the web in the weaving process, v'amdagrik, one who beats on the woof. Omulei shevet areyu b'chol meisech, because in effect he stretches it out when he closes the web, so then he stretches out the threads. And v'amdagrik, when he beats the woof, areyu b'chol erek, it's an integral part of the meloche of areyu. Now the Rashi, so we discussed over the Rashi, Areirik and Eirik Mamesh, V'lidomelizeru biru meraki, Zebikashim, Zebitzchir, Zebikemach, so that Rashi appears to be Seisir, another Rashi, but we reconciled the two Rashis. Now, the next year will start, it's Yisra Shabbos. Shabbos, Shtayim Shinaba Bifnim, Ushtayim Shinaba Bechutz. So, Rashi here explains Shtayim Shinaba Bifnim, that there are two Chiyuvi Chatos, which together with two Derabonons, I mean, as the Gemara explains it, so totals to adds up to four. But the Yitzias HaShabbos, we have two Yitzias HaShabbos, two Chiyuv HaChatos, two Idraises of Yitzias HaShabbos, and other two, the Rabbonon, so together it's four. Bifnim means vis-a-vis the one who stands Bifnim, the Balabais. And Shtayim Shinarba Bechutz, so that means we have two Idraises, two Chiyuv HaChatos, together with two drabonons, which adds up to four, vis-a-vis the one who stands bachutz, the one. So bifni means that in respect to the one who stands bifni, in respect to balabais, and bachutz means in respect to the one who stands bachutz, the one. Rashi in Shvues, he explains that Bifni means Achnosis. So in other words, there is one achnose of the oni, and there is one achnose of the balabais. And bachutz means hitzoyes. Hitzoyes means when you take out an object from the Rishus HaYochin to Rishus HaRabim. Achnose is the reverse direction. In other words, when you bring in a chayfetz from the Rishus HaRabim in the Rishus HaYochin. So whereas Rashi here explains Bifni means vis-a-vis the one who stands Bifni. In other words, in respect to the Balabais who stands Bifni. And Bachutz means vis-a-vis the one who stands Bachutz. In respect to a relative to the only who stands Bachutz. Rashi in Shvuyeh says Bifni means Hachnoses, because Hachnose consists in bringing a Chayfetz from the Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, and Bachutz means Hitzoyes. Hitzoyes means bringing out the Chayfetz from the Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. But Rashi here explains Yitzias HaShabo Shtayim Shin Arba Bifnim, that it means Bifnim means relative to the Balabais who stands Bifnim, and Bachutz means relative to the Oni who stands Bachutz. Alright, let's see the Rashi. Yitzias HaShabos Hoitzoi Shemirshus Lushus Hamures Lishabos Ugimore Miforesh Da Achnoses Name Kori Yitzias. That's Maskon of the Gemore. So in other words, Yitzias includes two kinds of Yitzias. In other words, Yitzoi Mirshus HaYochid Lishus HaRabim and Achnoses Mirshus HaRabim Lishus HaYochid. Da Achnoses Name Kori Yitzias Hoyel umaitzim yoshus liyoshus shtayim shinava bifnim leiso noimdim bifnim. So relative to the balabais who stands bifnim, so there are two shtayim in ateo hoitzoe vachnose the balabais uferik hazerik bereishen afkelon mivitzav meishe vayaviru kil bamachn loisafiku Now, l'machne levie, that's a Rishus HaRabim, because Moshe Rabbeinu was machne levie, and all the Jews came to see Moshe Rabbeinu. So it was a Rishus HaRabim. V'yei mashabes soyo, k'li yali fosa, v'al shtayim eilu chayev chatos, al shgogose, v'al zdei nekores, v'al asrose skile, v'chein b'chom lecha shabes. So we have two derises, Hitzoye v'achnose of the balabais, together plus two derabonons, so it's four, and then Shein arba midivreim v'isif u'shtayim leslachatchile v'imosa poter u'kam v'forsh levoz u'shtayim Shein arba v'chutz, and then we have two derises relative to the one who stands v'chutz the oni. And Hitzoye Deoni and Achnose Deoni. Hitzoye Achnose Deoni are midbechutz, but plus two derabonons. Ushtai midivreya. Kisham locho naasis al vishnai. Ze ikia vize miniach. Vichatchilo osa. Vimose pota. Kiriyale bidmore. Shnaim shosu pturi. Alright. Now, why does the Mishnah have to mention only in Balabais separately? So it's not on the basis of the social status, because one is poor and one is rich. So because it's different kind of itzoyes. When the oni is meitzi, the oni stands outside in the Rishus HaRabim, and he is meitzi a chayfetz, a role, let's say, that the Balabais gives him. So he's meitzi from the Rishus HaYochid in the Rishus HaRabim. So the itzoye is towards himself, not away from himself. Masha'in came when the Balabais is made, see, he remains standing in the house in the Rishus HaYochid, and he moves away the Chayfetz, away from himself. So in other words, so it's two different kind of Itzoyes. The Itzoye the Oni is towards himself, and the Itzoye the Balabais is away from himself. He's away from himself. As Teisa says, because Hitzoye is a meloche grue. So because of that, there are two peculiarities that in here, in the meloche Hitzoye. which do not inhere in any other meloche. In any other meloche, so in order to become an av, what is necessary? In order to become an av of kesed, what is necessary? You don't need an explicit posik, an explicit lav. We have a general lav, lisasek omeloche and aseres adibres. But the Torah doesn't spell out kesev, teifeir, kesher, matir, amin, tzod, mitlasish. I mean, all these melachas, the Torah doesn't spell out. But what is the basis for establishing something as an av melache? The existence in the Mishnah. And then, in order to become a telode of a certain melache, so then it only has to bear a similarity to that kind of melache that existed in the Mishnah. Masha'in kein, vis-a-vis tzoye, which is a melache grue, so without an explicit posik, an explicit love, so then itzoye wouldn't become an av. But why is itzoye an av? Because it is spelled out by the Torah. Al yitzishim keime by halom, so it's spelled out by the Torah. So even though the av of itzoye is spelled out, in order to become itelode, it cannot become itelode simply on the basis that there is a resemblance between one type of caring and another type that is spelled out by the Torah. No. So the telode, in order to become itelode, the telode itself must have existed in the Mishnah. But these are the two peculiarities of itzoye, in contrast to all other melachos. Furthermore, according to Tosfos, so not only do we need one posik of itzoye in order to make it an av meloche, but we need a special posik for the itzoye of the oni, which consists in bringing it out into the Rishus HaRabim towards himself, and another posik for itzoye of the balabais, which consists in carrying out a thing, an object, away from himself. All because Hitzoy is a meloche goe. Now, why is Hitzoy meloche goe? Because all the other meloches involve a certain shinu. There is yitzire. It's a creative act. It's a creative act. And even the meloches kilko, like a reya, but on account of the fact that it's a maslit reya. So it's also a creative act. You produce something, you are mishane, you add something. When you sow, when you cook, when you plant, so you create something, you produce something. Mashenke nitzoye, you don't do anything. The same object that was here before, so that is one place before, is in another place here, but there is no improvement on the object. There is no creative act, and the imleches machsheves means a creative act. What's the literal meaning of imleches machsheves? It means a work of art. That's the literal meaning of imleches machsheves. A work of art. So in other words, when you create something, then it's a work of art. But when you don't create anything, it's not a work of art. You just carry a bundle from one rishus to another. You don't produce anything. You don't create anything. There is no shinu in the chevet. So it should not be a meloche, but there is a special zeros hakos. All right. Now that this is Yontef says, all right, so the Mishnah has to tell us Itzoye of the Oni and Itzoye of Balabais. So Itzoye of the Oni means a Itzoye towards the Meitzi, towards the Oni, and Itzoye Balabais is Itzoye away from the Meitzi, away from the Balabais. But why did the Mishnah have to mention it in terms of a poor man and a rich man? So the Mishnah could say, Echodemit Bifnim, the Echodemit Bachutz. Why does the Mishnah have to say, Oni Emit Bachutz, Balabais Bifnim? So the Tefis Yontef says, to let us know that even though the Balabais was Meitzi and Echel, let's say a loaf of bread, any food article to the Oni, in order to be Mikayim and Mitzvah of Tzedokah, so we should say since he did it b'sheigeg, because he wanted to fulfill a mitzvah, he shouldn't be chayav v'chatos. So kamashmono, one has nothing to do with the other. Even though he was meitzi b'sheigeg in the course of the fulfillment of a mitzvah, so he's still chayav. This is what the decision is. Alright, now, poshat oni, now the Mishnah starts explaining. Poshat oni es yodi lifni, vinosan lisich yodi shabalabai. Oy shenotal misecho viheitzi. He oni chayev ubalabai spot. That's the first bob. So let's say the oni stands outside and he stretches out his hand and he puts it in the hand of the balabai. So the oni, when he stretches out his hand, he's making an akira. When he puts the chayfetz in the hand of the balabais, so then he makes anoche. So the oni does both akira and anoche. So the oni is chayev. What is the balabais? The balabais is completely passive. He doesn't do anything. Neither akira nor anoche. Now, oi shenotal miseicho. If, let's say, he stretches out an empty hand, not with an object in his hand, the doni, and then he takes out from the balabai's hand, shenotal miseicho, he stretches out. So the first case, every bove has two cases. So the first case in the first bove has reference to the case where he stretches out his hand with the chayvetz in his hand. The second case, the second situation in the first bove has reference to the case where he stretches out an empty hand, and then he takes the chayvetz from the balabai's hand. The balabai's is completely passive. Balabai's had his hand and he had a roll in his hand, completely passive. Then the oni stretches out an empty hand and he takes it out. So again, the balabais is completely passive. Shenotal miseicho veitzi. So he makes the akira and the anoche. So oni chayev ubalabais is pota. So in other words, in the case where the oni stretches out his arm with the chifetz in his hand, so when he stretches it out, so he makes the akira of hanoche. Oh, I'm sorry, of Hachnos. So, and when he puts it into the balabai's hand, so he makes the anoche of Hachnos. But when he stretches out an empty hand, and then he takes it out, the chayfetz, from the balabai's hand, so then, when he takes out the chayfetz from the balabai's hand, then in effect, he makes the akire of itzoy. And his meitzi, then he makes the anoche of itzoy. So in other words, so the first situation in the first bove deals with the achnose of the oni, and the second situation in the first bove deals with the itzoy of the oni. Now the second bove. Poshet balabais. So if the balabais stretches out his hand with the chifetz in his hand, he stands inside, lechutz, so he makes the akire of itzoy, vinosan lisich yodi shel oni, and he puts it into the hand of the oni, so he makes the anoche of itzoy. Oy shenotal miseicho, or if he stretches out, the balabais stretches out an empty hand outside, and then he takes out something, so the role was reversed. So the balabais takes out a chayfetz from the oni's hand. So then when he takes it out from the oni's hand, so he's making the akira of achnose, the ichnis. So balabais chayev on the potter. So in the first two boves are explanatory of the two chiyuve deraisa of the oni and the balabais. The first bove is explanatory of the two chiyuve chatos of the oni. The second bove is explanatory of the two chiyuve chatos of the balabais. But in either bove, one is completely active, he does everything, and the other one is completely passive. He doesn't do a thing. So, it's Balabai's Chaye Ve'oni Potter. So the Gemara in the Maskone says that the Potter here means Potter Umuta. Because even though usually when it says Potter, it means that there is an Isra Rabbonon, but here there is no Maise. So the Potter means Potter Umuta. All right, now we have the two other bottles. So suppose the Oni stands outside and he has a chayfetz in his hand. So he pulls out his hand, he stretches out his hand, and then so the Oni made the akire. The akire of the achnosi, then when the balabais takes out, he makes the hanoche of achnosi. So in the first situation, in the third bove, so how many yisuri drabonon we have? We have two. In other words, the akire of achnosi of the oni and the hanoche of achnosi of the balabais. So we have two drabonons in the first situation. In the first situation of the third bob, then oishenosan liseicho. So in other words, he stretches out the oni an empty hand, and then the balabais puts a chayfetz into the oni's hand. So the balabais then, in effect, makes an akire of hitzoye, and then the oni pulls out, so he makes the anoche of hitzoye. So in the second situation, in the third bob, we again have to the Rabbonos. So in other words, so we have in the third bove alone, we have four the Rabbonos in each situation. So both do Isurim, the Rabbonos, you see, in each situation. We have two situations. So it's four the Rabbonos. In the third bove itself represents four the Rabbonos. Then the other bove, Poshet Balabais is Yod Elochut. So the Balabais stretches out the full hand with the chayfetz. So he makes an akire of itzoy. We not alone in Misecho. So him the only makes the hanoche of itzoy. So we have two the rabbonons in the first situation, the fourth bove. Oy shenos liseicho, if the balabai stretches out an empty hand. The oni, puts a chayfetz into the balabais hand. So then the oni in effect is making an akire of achnose, and then the balabais pulls the arm towards himself, the anoche of achnose. So again, we have two other drabonons in the second situation of the fourth bove. So in other words, in the third bove, we mentions four drabonons, two drabonons in each situation, in each bove, and then the second and the fourth bove mentions four drabonons. So altogether, how many? What's the total number of drabonons? Eight. But the Mishneh, the Reishe, says it's Yitzir Shabbos Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim Ushtayim Shein Arba Bechutz. So that means there are two derises plus two derabonons, and then again two derises plus two derabonons. So we have two derabonons plus two derabonons. So altogether it's four. But when we count up all the derabonons that are involved in the four different situations of the two boves, of the third and the fourth bove, so we have eight rabbonon. So that's the Gemara's kashi. So we should be eight. So we cannot ask there should be 12, because in the first two boves, so the one who is passive is not either any rabbonon, the one who is passive. But in the third and the fourth bove, so we have eight rabbonons. So how is it that the Mishnah, at the very beginning, mentions only four drabonons? So the Gemara says that Gimel, the Gemara says that's Gimu Ptura dos b'lechi yafchatos kachosh lo yose b'lechi yafchatos loy kachosh. In other words, that even though the third and the fourth, the first above us do not involve any Rabbonus altogether, but the third and the fourth above it involve eight Rabbonus, but with the Mishnah at the very outset only mentions, only emphasizes four Rabbonus out of the eight. Actually there are eight Rabbonus, but at the very outset the Mishnah emphasizes only four out of the eight. Why? Because the Mishnah only emphasizes those Rabbonons that are conducively the Chiyuv Chatos. They are conducive to Chiyuv Chatos. But other Rabbonons not. Now, so in other words, so the actually eight Rabbonons are involved in the Mishnah. But in the third and the fourth book. But the Mishnah only emphasizes four. Apparently, they have a special status. These four are more homo than the other four. So in other words, we have eight Rabbonons, but four are more homo, and four are less homo. Which four does the Mishnah emphasize? So we have three Shittas Rishonim. Rashi says that the Mishnah emphasizes, when the Mishnah says at the very outset, Shtayim Shein Arba, Bifnim, Ushtayim Shein Arba Chutz, two and two. So the Mishnah is referenced to the Akiras, because the Akiras, that's the beginning, that's the initiation of the Meloche, and the Mele, that's Mochomo. That's the Rabbonon, that is also the Chiyuv Chatos. But the Anoches, because of the eight, so four the Rabbonons out of the eighth consist of Akiras, four the Rabbonons out of the eighth consist of Anoches. So the Mishnah emphasizes only the four that consist of Akiras, not the four that consist of Anoches. The Ramban says just the reverse in his Chiddushim, that the Mishneh emphasizes the Chiyuve Deose Isure the Isure Deose Lechiv Chatos, on the contrary, his reference to the Anoches, because the Anoche consummates the Meloche. So at that time, that's called also the Chiyuv Chatos, but Akiras just initiated the Meloche. So that's not called. Then the Rabbeis of Rashi and the Rivor, they say something else. They say something else. That besides Akiras and besides Anoches, there is also the Rabbonon of Chiluf Rishuis. Now let's say, sometimes the Chiluf Rishuis is coupled with Akire, and sometimes it's coupled with Anoche. So now we have, in the third and the fourth Bove, we have four situations. Each Bove consists of two situations, discusses two situations. So every situation, so some in one situation, so the Chiluf Rishuis is coupled with an Akire. In another situation, the Chiluf Rishuyeis is coupled with Anoch. Now let's see. The third Bob. The first situation. In the third Bob. Poshat Oni Es Yodi Lifni. Es Yodi Lifni. So in other words, so he's making, when he's patient, he has a chifetz in his hand, and he stretches it out. Lifni. So when he stretches out his hand, he in effect makes an Akire. Akire of Hanoche. But it's not only an Akire of Hanoche that he's making, he's also Machliv the Rishus. Because, let's say, this role, this Chayfetz, was here in the Rishus Rabbi. Then the Oni stretches out his hand, so he makes an Akire, and he also is Machliv the Rishus. He brings over the Chayfetz, the role, the loaf of bread, from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid. So in the first situation, the third Bove, the Chiluf Rishuyeis is coupled with Akir. Now, then the second situation, the third Bove. Oy Shenos HaLiseich. So the Oni stretched out an empty hand. And then the Balabais put a chayfetz. So what did Balabais do by putting the chayfes? An akire. Akire of itzoi. But was he machlif rishus? No. Then the oni pulls the hand towards himself. So then he makes an anoche of hitzoye and also machlif rishus. So in the second situation, so the chilif rishus is coupled with anoche. So in the first situation, it's coupled with akire, and in the second situation, in the third bove, it's coupled with anoch. Now let's see the fourth one. Poshet balabais es yodei lechutz. So the balabais, when he's patient, es yodei lechutz, so he then makes an akire of itzoye. But not only akire of itzoye, echil of rishuyes. Echil of rishuyes of itzoye. He moves over. He carries over the chayfes that heretofore was in the Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. So there is a chiluf rishuyes coupled with an akira of itzoy. We're not alone in Misecho. And then the oni just makes anoche, but no chiluf rishuyes, because by the time when the oni takes it out of the balabai's hand, so the chayfes, the loaf of bread is already in the Rishus HaRabim. There is no chiluf rishuyes. Or Yishenos HaMisecho, if the balabai stretches out an empty hand outside, and then the Oni, so puts a chayfet into it. So then the Oni makes a akira of achnosi, but no chilev rishuyes. Then when the balabais pulls his hand inside, so then he makes anoche and also chilev rishuyes. So according to Rabbi Yisov of Rashi, and according to the Rivor, which is the same pshat, so the four the Rabbonons that the Mishnah emphasizes, which are more chomor than the other four the Rabbonons, consist of the Rabbonon of chilev rishuyes. Of chilev rishuyes. Now, so what is it? What's the machlokes here? I mean, what is it? It's a question of semantics. I mean, whether we call this the Rabbonon Lidi Chiyuv Chatos or another the Rabbonon Lidi Chiyuv Chatos. I mean, so after all, we have eight Rabbonon, so let the Tana mention all the eight. Why is so? In other words, one has a more serious status. One the Rabbonon has a more serious status than the other Rabbonon. But the Pshat is very simple. Now, we have many derabonons on Shabbos, but some derabonons do not involve an Issa Meloche, even the Rabbonon. They're not comprised within the Ketid Lamites Meloches. But certain derabonons are not only Osam derabonon, but they are comprised within the Lamites Meloches. Let's say, when someone carries Mirshus HaYochid Lishus HaRabim, so it's a Meloche of Itzoy. That's one of the Lamites Meloches. If he carries from Rishus HaYochid into a Tarmeles, or Dalad Ames in a Tarmeles, it's not a Meloche Raise. But Mid Rabbonon, so Itzoy in a Tarmeles comes under the heading of Itzoy. You see. Now let's say, if somebody squeezes out the juice of grapes or of olives, it's a meloche deraisi. It's a yichit. It's a told of mifarik, of dosh, midaraisi. If somebody squeezes out the orange juice, so it's not a meloche deraisi. Only b'zeisim v'anovim the meloche deraisi. But midarabonon, it comes under the heading of dosh, of seichit, of mifarik, of dosh. But then, the other rabbonon san Shabbos, the other rabbonos of Shabbos, that while it's osea, they are not included in one of the categories of the Lamites Meloches. So mimele, the shite, the most mistabarik pshat is the pshat of the Rivor Rabbi Yisov of Rashi. I mean, it's a machlokes rishonim, one cannot be machria, but the most mistabarik pshat is the Pshat of the Rivor and Rabbi Yisof of Rashi. Because the Mishneh says Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim. So the Mishneh is not interested in telling us how many Yisad Rabbonos there are. No, the Mishneh is interested in telling us how many forms of Itzoye there are. Whether it's forms of Itzoye Midraise or it's forms of Itzoye Midrabbonos. But the Mishneh is telling us Shtayim, there are two types of Itzoye Midraise and plus two more Itzoyes, two types of Itzoyes, that Midrabbonon. But Midrabbonon, they come under the heading of Itzoye. Heading of Itzoye. So according to the Rivor and Rabbi Yisof of Rashi, there is full parallelism between the Boves, the whole Mishnah. Conforms to a parallel pattern. For example, now the first Bove discusses the two derises, right? The two types of Itzoyes of the derises, vis-a-vis the on. The second Bove discusses the two types of Itzoye of the derise, vis-a-vis the balabais. The third Bove, let's see, according to Rivos Pshat. So, Poshat Ooni es Yodel Ifnim, Vinotel Balabais Viseichu. So the first situation, the third Bove. So the Ooni is Peshit es Yodel Ifnim. So he makes an Akire, and it's coupled with, he makes a Chiluf Rishuis, and it's coupled with Akire. So that's also Itzoye Midrabbonon. Except Midraise is not Chayim. But Midrabbonon, it comes under the heading of Itzoye, because there is a Chiluf Rishuis. But Midraise, there is a prerequisite, there are certain prerequisites. Even though he was Machlin the Rishuis, he carried over from one Rishuis to the other. But and the element, there is one essential ingredient that is lacking. Hanochem, as far as the one is concerned. But Midrabbonon, it's not an essential ingredient. So Midrabbonon, we have a real Itzoye, because there is a Chiluf Rishuis. We have a Chiluf Rishuis. And then as far as the Balabais is the Rabbonon is concerned, we not all Babais Meseicho, so he just an Isar Rabbonon. But it's not an Isar Itzoye. Did he carry Mirishus Lashus? Even Midrabbonon, he didn't carry Mirishus Lashus. What did he do, the Balabais? The Oni stretched out his hand and he was machlif the Rishus and he carried over the Chayfetz from the Rishus Rabim into the Rishus Ayochit, and then the Balabais just made the Anoche. But did he bring it over from the Rishus Rabim, the Rishus Ayochit? He brought it over from the Rishus Ayochit, the Rishus Ayochit. That's not Itzoye. But it's still awesome, Rabbanu. The Chachomim Asat Anoche. Why? Because if he'll be allowed to make this kind of Anoche, so the next time he might make a Kire and Anoche. So because of that, the Chachomim asked it as Ixere, but it's not the Meloch of Itzoy. And maybe he's not considered, maybe, because from Rabbi Kivedia you see differently. But maybe it's not unreasonable to say that, let's say, now, there is a loche, Mumel Chal Shabi Faresye, is a Mumel Chal Atirikot. And suppose someone is a Mumel Chal Shabi Faresye in Isuret Rabbanon, in carrying the Carmel as Faresye. So there is a Gemore in Erev that he Midrabbonon is considered a Mumel Chal Atirikot. He Shchite is possible Midrabbonon. If someone is a Mechal Shabi Faresye in Isuret Rabbanon. So it's very possible. Now, I'm not paskening, because from Rabbi Kivedia it seems the other way. But it's very reasonable that let's say in this case, in the first situation, the third Bov, Poshat Ooni es Yodel Ifnim. So what did he do? He made an Akire of Achnos. But not only that, he was Machliv the Rishus. He in fact was Meitzi. He carried over the object from the Rishus Rabbim, which is Ayochit. But he was not even the Isar Itzoye Midraise, because the element of Anoche was lacking. But Midrabbonon, he was even the Isar Itzoye. So he was Michal Shabbos. Midrabbonon, he was Michal Shabbos. One of the Lamites Loches. So he's a Muma Midrabbonon. Now, what did the Balabais do? Once the hand with the roll in it was already in inside the house. So the Balabais took it out. Did he carry it? Did he carry it from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid? No. He carried it from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaYochid. Like someone who picks up a ball from the floor in his house and puts it in another spot on the floor. But that is not osa. Here, it is osa. The Chachomim asked it. That's exactly that he should not, the second time, do a full melocha pitzoy. But he wasn't meitzi, so he wasn't Michal Shabbos. He was Eiver and Yisrael Rabbanon. But a Michal Shabbos, he isn't. So Meila, even if he doesn't be Faresie, he's not a Mumer. He's not a Mumer. So in other words, and the Mishnah certainly emphasizes types of pitzoy, not just Yisrael Rabbanon. So the Mishnah only mentions four. The Mishnah only mentions four. All right. Now, so... Now, so then, according to the Rivor and the Rabbeis of Rashi's Pshat, so there is a perfect parallelism. Now, let's say, so the first Bove is expressive of the two types of Itzoye Midraise relative to the one. The second Bove is expressive of the two types of Itzoye Midraise relative to Balabais. So what would you expect the third Bove? The third Bove, in order to follow up the parallelism, so then the third Bove should be expressive of the two types of Itzoye Midrabon. Relative to whom? To the Oni. Well, don't we have it? We have it. The first situation in the third Bove. Poshat Oni es yodin lifnim. Vinote Balabais miseicho. So what is it? He makes a chiluf rishuais of hachnose, and it's coupled, it happens to be coupled with akira, but that's not the important thing. The chiluf rishuais is the important thing. So that's one type of itzoye, not just the nisal rabbanon, but one type of itzoye. And as far as the balabais is concerned, so it's just the nisal rabbanon, exeire. Not meloches itzoye. He's not itzoye. How can you call it itzoye? I mean, he's just taking out the loaf of bread from the hand of the Oni, which is already in the Rishus HaYochid, inside the house, and he puts it in his hand. So what? So he was meitzi from one point in the house to another point in the house. But it's also the Rabbanon. This kind of itzoye, from one spot in the house to another spot, the Chachomim Aser, as exer. But he is not meitzi, even the Rabbanon is not meitzi, Lashus. So, but then, the second situation, he stretches out an empty hand. And then the Balabais puts it into his hand. So the Balabais makes an akira. But was he made from the Rishus HaYochid in the Rishus HaRabim? No. Then he pulls out his hand, so he is made. So he is a veir and nisar itzoye mid rabbanon, not just a nisar rabbanon of Shabbos, but a nisar itzoye. And in the second situation, it's coupled with anoch. But that's not the important thing. So in other words, whereas the first bove is expressive of the two types, the rabbanon of itzoye, of the raise of itzoye, and the second bove is expressive of the two types of itzoye mid raise of itzoye vis-a-vis the balabais. So the third bove is expressive of the two types the rabbonon vis-a-vis the oni of itzoye, not just isur rabbonon, but one type of itzoye of the oni happens to consist to be coupled together with the itzoye of the chiluf rishuyes. So it's coupled with akire, and the other type happens to be coupled with anoche. But that's not important. That's just a coincidence. The important thing is that there is a chiluf rishuyes, and what makes it a nisar itzoye mid rabbanon, not just a nisar rabbanon, the fact that there is a chiluf rishuyes, and then the fourth bove is expressive of the two types of itzoye of chiluf rishuyes relative to the balabais. So there is perfect parallelism. Now, what's Rashi's pshat? That the four the rabbonons that the Mishnah emphasizes at the very outset are the Rabbonons, are the Rabbonons of Akir. So we still have to say the same shot. Otherwise it has no meaning. Why should the Mishnah emphasize one type of the Rabbonons as against another? What's the Yichas with these Rabbonons? But Rashi Shita is that while the Chachomim answered Akire without Anoche and Anoche without Akire, so but there is a fundamental difference in the essential nature of the to the Rabbonons. When the Chachomim answered Akire without Anoche, so they answered that Bitiras Itzoy. So Akira without Anoche is considered Itzoye Midrabo. But when the Chachomim answered Anoche without Akira, so they just answered that it's Exeire, that he should not be Nichsho. Another time, in Meroche the Reis. But they didn't answer it Biteras Itzoye, just as an Isra Rabo. Just as an Isra Rabo. It could be now, but now, let's say, there might be an Afkimine. Now, I'm saying there might be an Afkimine. I'm not saying it is a Dovah Baruch. But there might be an Afkimine in many instances. For example, one Afkimine might be in connection with Mumelechal Shabbos before Hesye, in who's in the Rabbonon, so he's in Mumel Rabbonon. That's a Gemara in Erev. The Gemara in Erev says in so many words,